everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you tonight live around the world on WWRB 5050 on your radio dial. Also simulcasting, hopefully tonight. The storms have been kicking up here lately, and we hope and trust tonight weather changes big time. Have you noticed lately? All over the world, particularly the United States. What's wrong? What's going on? Looking at the data of 2011, we go back to April, and April's weather season, difficult to imagine that something intensely unusual is going on with the armchair weather experts looking over the same data. A few conclusions have been drawn, and some of them are being shared by the meteorologists that cannot accurately predict much of the weather anymore. Not only were the 2011 April tornadoes record-breaking, the data suggests that they were utterly smashed on a scale that we never thought possible before this year. I mean, it surprised everybody. What's gone wrong? Are these man-made? Remember Matthew 24 talked about famine and pestilence and the waves of the sea roaring and earthquakes in diverse places. Did the Father know that? Are we in the last days? Are we now at the time of the beginning of the end? Well, we're not going to have to wait very long until 20 and 12, where the major earth changes that are predicted to take place on a more unprecedented scale, they're already here. Now, the story started, as I said, back in April of 2009, when scientists first looked back on the previous month and tallied up the number of tornadoes that had occurred in April of that year. They were shocked. Shocked to find out that over 270, unprecedented now, tornadoes had been reported in that month alone, 2009. And stunned by the incredible, almost record-breaking, the world reeled, happy to have it over with. What followed in May was a comparable 227 tornadoes. But it was a mere shadow of the 208 onslaught of wind storms, which in May brought about 597, almost 600 devastating whirlwinds. Also one of the few years when April's tornadoes surpassed May in number. Starting early, wasn't it? What's going on? Record breaking. The trend suggests that the average April number would be approximately 116 each year. But in recent years, the number has shattered by several times, including this present year when we have unprecedented amount of storms. At the end of 2011, scientists had counted 875 tornadoes in a single month. Now, that's the end of 2010 into than 2011, where we're at presently. 875 tornadoes in a single month. And the previous record, according to the chart of confirmed tornadoes that were seen on the ground by qualified witnesses in that month, was only 267 in 1974, which was unprecedented at that time, and it jumped since 1974 to almost 600 devastating whirlwinds. We've got a problem, ladies and gentlemen. Did Christ speak of the time of the end, that they would be weather, drastic weather changes? Let me ask you something. The earthquake in Japan, it ever dawned on you that not, as far as I know, one building was reported downed by the earthquake, and we are told it was one of the most awesome earthquakes ever recorded on the Richter scale. It was over 9. That's almost at the top of the chart. Why wasn't there any buildings damaged due to an earthquake? Now, we had a lot of damage through the tsunami. Almost one-third of Japan was literally wiped out by not an earthquake, and yet we're told it was a terrible earthquake. Why didn't the whole island, like Hades, we're told of a 5 or 6, I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't significant, but every building almost in Haiti. Of course, we know that the living standards and the building codes are different in Japan. We know that. But a 9? Every building in Japan should have failed. And yet, there was no earthquake damage. And yet, we were told there was a 9 on the Richter scale. And no damage from earthquakes. Something going on here. There's something going on. It's not fitting the pieces together in a puzzle. There's no answer here of why we didn't have more devastation in Japan, although we did have one half or one third of the island damaged. It's going to be years and years and years, if ever. We know that the leakage is far worse than we suspected. The waters are contaminated. The atmosphere is contaminated. And I taught, done a program on how that the radiation had now drifted over America, all across America, and leaving large sums, 50 times worse than Chernobyl. But it's still interesting, to say the least. Nobody's talked about it. Why? Wouldn't that be one of the logical questions? Why didn't we have more damage in Japan with a 9-plus off the Richter? We should have brought down two-thirds of Japan, or maybe all of it. 20 and 12. As it approaches, the sun increases its activity. Some are even suggesting that we could be looking at the first signs of the incredible things to come in 20 and 12. If it gets any worse than 20 and 11, what are we going to do? If we're looking into the future, we could be seeing the level of devastation continuing to rise as the numbers increase and the clock ticks on with no end in sight readily. Now again, we just got through having a flood. Will it never cease? Now again, we're having the Mississippi, the Missouri, up in Iowa, we're having great floods. What's going on? We're having drought. We're having fires burning states, all the states that are in peril with the dry season. Yet, you can call my friend up down in Arkansas, and I'm telling you, it's unreal how much rain has fell in Arkansas and other places. We've had devastating storms in Alabama, Mississippi, and into Georgia and Tennessee and North Carolina and on up the East Coast. Unreal, unprecedented. Some of the worst storms in our southern history. Now, we know that there's no shortage of information suggesting that this would be and prophesied to be. And here we are almost in 2012, and we're now having unprecedented 600 counted. Well, that's 875 tornadoes in a single month. 875, worse than I realized. 875 in a single month. What's going on? In the first 9 months of May, reported 6 tornadoes, understanding the difference between the reported tornadoes and those confirmed, and this severely drop in the number suggests a record-breaking low after a devastating high. The scientists suggest there's another weather system picking up that could be more than to make up for the average before the year is over. Could we be looking into another major weather event far worse than what we have seen since April, May, June, and July? Or maybe we're going to finally see some relief. If we don't see relief, if we don't get into the relief span, we're in for a major, major problem. We're in for a major, devastating problem that could actually devastate. And if it don't change, we could actually devastate the whole of the USA. It seems like USA is in the crosshairs of this destruction, although there's destruction all around the world. I studied today on weather changes. It's a worldwide phenomenon, yet in it seems like here in the United States, all of a sudden, are they planning something? Are they able to control the elements? Are we in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen? Is this planned? Now, here we are. Here we are in this time of trouble. And the Bible confirmed it, and it talked about it. And we are seeing it happen right before our eyes. In the past year, now listen to this. There's a dozen or more of doomsday prophecies coming from all angles, but one of the most disturbing that seems to coincide almost perfectly with December the 21st, 2012 theory is drawn not from theories, but from the observations about our the solar system, and the weather changes that we're having. The conclusions made are based not on speculation, but on history. And if we do not do something soon, or if something doesn't soon give, Alexei Dmitrieva, a Russian scientist, suggests it will change the entire planet. The entire planet as we know it. It might kickstart a whole new age for the human race. Even NASA has gotten in on the doomsday theories, coming boldly out and suggesting and are saying that the picture that is being painted is trouble coming, and the media, mainstream, keeps eerily silent. The Russian scientists suggest that in addition to the suggestion made by NASA that we may be approaching a major catastrophe. The theory that the Earth, the Sun, and all the planets in the solar system are soon likely, and when we say likely, we're going to enter into an unknown interstellar energy cloud. Now, this is from NASA, not from the Russian scientists that predicts that we are on the verge of complete Earth changes. Now, why at the time of this, the 20 and 12, when so many things are beginning to add up in the solar system, unexplained to these shifts in the poles, mass animal death, Dow's, something's going on. Something is happening for a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Are we in the end times? Are people still eating and drinking and being merry? Of course they are. Well, we must be in the end times. Isn't that what he said? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They ate and drank right up to the last day, the days of Lot. You know what was going on. We've got that going on now on a much wider scale. That was just two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. And for their wicked evilness, Yahweh blew them off the planet. You can't even find where the cities were. A mass death of the two cities. Are we any better? Is Yahweh going to appoint a day when catastrophic events, have we been warned about it? The earth changes, the weather changes, a strange nebulous cloud of energy, causing the sun to become more excited than ever and fueling the sun to erupt into one final burst of energy that could not only destroy everything about our society, but could also hurl in a new wave of consciousness as a new generation of highly gifted and people that could emerge if they survive. And the Russian scientist says that if things don't change and they continue on as they are, we're headed for a certain famine that will be worldwide, where only third world countries have experienced and tasted the displeasure of famine. Have you ever gone hungry? People in the United States have been so fortunate since the 30s, since the Great Dust Bowl. Farming advances. We have learned how to farm. And we fed the world, not only the nation, but the world. We're in what is called a level of technology that is unprecedented, but we could, according to Dmitrieva, we could be finding ourselves back at the turn of the 19th century with bellies in many places on the earth hungry through famine. Well, didn't Christ mention? He said there should be famine and pestilence, the waves of the sea roaring. What do we got here? Did that mean what we call today a tsunami? Waves of the sea roaring? I mean, it roared upon the island of Japan and went 46 miles inward with waves 96 feet high. Unprecedented tsunami. Injured or destroyed the four nuclear reactors that will never, 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 250,000 years into the future will still have the effects registering on a Geiger counter. Pretty awesome, huh? And Mr. Dmitrieva, in his theory that NASA may know more about this than they're letting on. Are they keeping something promised? If any global agency, government organization, was to look at the world and think to itself how to tell of such an incredible change so soon in every fundamental aspect of our lives. And something going on behind the scenes that we're not being told about. Nobody's mentioning this giant cloud of energy that we're going to pass through. I've taught on it several times in the past. It's a ring of energy, and we're catching up with it. We're going to enter in it. We don't know what the consequences will be. We don't know of the things that could happen and what changes, whether negative or positive, but we know for sure that if one-third of that which has been predicted in 20 and 12, that we're in for a heap of trouble. Aren't you glad? Aren't you excited about this change coming? Well, you say, well, heavens no. I'm not ready to suffer famine and death and pestilence. Right now in America, we could become into what is called a famine so severe we're running out of water. I don't know where you know that or not, but I've done several shows about running out of water. Being impossible to, now we're talking about right in the center of our, right where the Mississippi runs, there's a drought. The land that's been flooded is nothing but land caked and burned. Crops that were planted are now failing. We're converting our fossil fuel from corn to feed the masses. We're burning it because it's more lucrative for those in the middle of our nation to convert it to ethanol and to run it out the pipes of our automobiles. We'd rather run around, travel to and fro, rather than feed ourselves. It's a problem. It's a problem that we're not dealing with, and our Congress and Senate doesn't seem concerned. There's a possibility, as people have for centuries simply disbelieved what is impossible or greatly different from what they understand in the past, that there's no, these changes are not going to last. We're going to go right back to eating and drinking and being merry. The time of trouble will not come upon us. And we'll go on just like we have been. And we will have what is described as an opportunity to eat and to drink and to be merry. Scientists are now predicting rare hibernation of sunspots. For years they've been predicting solar maximum. But now they're changing and saying that the sun would, by around 20 and 12, move into solar maximum, a period of intense flares and sunspot activity. Like it's almost on its last leg, a final hoorah. And lately, a curious calm has now suggested quite the opposite. According to three studies just released in the United States on Tuesday, experts believe that the familiar sunspot cycle may be shutting down and headed toward a pattern of inactivity unseen since the 17th century. What's that mean? You know, the Bible talks about that the sun failed to give her light. What if all of a sudden that we dropped to 2 degrees on Earth? You don't think that's a lot. But the world could turn suddenly cold and indifferent. The jet stream would be missing. Fading spots and lower activity near the poles. And the experts are now saying that the signs include from the National Solar Observatory and the Air Force Research Laboratory that is highly unusual and unexpected all of a sudden. When we were worried about sunspot activities, flares, unprecedented, and then all of a sudden it ceases. The finding is puzzling to the scientists that have noticed changes. It's not going to be like we thought it would, according to our scientists. What do they know? Well, the experts are now probing whether this period of inactivity could be a second Mandur medium, which was a 70-year period when hardly any sunspots were observed between 1645 and 1715, a period known as the Little Ice Age. And if they're right, it could be our last solar maximum we'll see in a few decades, meaning that we'll have colder weather, damp, like we had in the 1645-1715 period, 70 years of little or none of the sunspot activity was observed. we could see a few decades that this would affect everything from space exploration to Earth's climate. Now, solar flares and eruptions can send highly charged particles hurling toward Earth and interfere with satellite communications, GPS, and even airline controls. Geomagnetic forces have been known to occasionally garble the world's modern gadgetry, and warnings were issued as recently as last week when a moderate solar flare sent a coronal mass ejection hurling toward the Earth. But we're having what is known as a cooling, unprecedented. Maybe you don't know that. This is the latest information on the sudden solar minimum, a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. December 20 and 12. What's going to happen here, Pastor Buddy? Are we going to enter into a time of trouble such as the world has never seen? Are we going to have what is known as Jacob's trouble? Well, if that's true, then that indicates that we could be in for that Jacob's trouble, a time that's prophesied in the Bible. And the Bible clearly indicates that it will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Such as the world has never seen. We're in troublesome times for sure. A time when we should know that we ought to be living close to Yahweh. In a time when these modern gadgets make us susceptible, like I preached last week, that the encroaching electronic surveillance is making it easier and easier to number you, to control you, to watch you. Isn't that what the Bible would predict? That there will be a time of trouble? This could be part of it. Now, we know that Apple admitted in their iPhone, the iPhone 3G, the iPhone 3GS, the iPad, and the iPhone 4 to collecting information on the whereabouts of its customers and collecting that information for their benefit, that they could keep up with you wherever they go, and the tracking systems and the track phones and the cell phones and the mobile. We've had that for a long time. But no one knew it until some of the talented people began to notice that whatever they did, wherever they called or wherever they visited, their tracks, their electronic tracks were left. And Apple could trace them, and also those who would love to have the information on you, they could sell the information, perhaps to credit cards, that they could sell information to those who would benefit of knowing where you're at and what you're doing. Folks, we are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. What's going on? Where are we going to end up? Why would we notice these things about the unexplainable weather all of a sudden. Come upon us. Like the leading to 20 and 12, we had these massive disturbances in the weather. We couldn't explain it. We still can't. We don't know why. As man captured the ability through incredible machines . Well, if they have, would they use it on us? According to the Bible, they would. What's going to happen in the near future? Well, the Bible says that people will run to and fro. Much knowledge will be increased, and we'll have a time of trouble, like I said, as such as the world has never, never seen. Today we're having riots in Greece. We're having famines in Africa. That's nothing new. What's going on? Simply unexplainable. We just don't know. We're having glowing dragons flying over cities. These are on videos. A mysterious video uploaded to YouTube is still not receiving much attention and is leaving more questions than answers almost a year after it was shot. The video shows what appears to be two distinct worm-like forms glowing and floating in the clouds. What's going on? More and more sightings of strange and unexplainable events in the heavens. Didn't Christ say we'd see signs in the heavens? While these signs are here, the great unfolding information that simply cannot be explained. Down under in Australia, we're having unprecedented UFO sightings. In England, we're having these crop circles that have these strange, mysterious appear overnight, almost suddenly. Nobody can account for it. Some people have taken credit and say it was a hoax. But it's been proven that no one was in these fields at the time that they had the camera set up, and yet these would appear like they were wind shafts that would suddenly drop down out of the sky and create these unusual patterns. What's going on? Are we being set up for the last days when Satan and his angels will come on the earth and they then will have all power? In heaven and on earth for a short term, incredible short term, if it wasn't, Satan would take us captive at his own will. The Bible says, everyone will worship him whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We need to wake up. We need to know these things before it ever happens, and when it happens, we're told by those who have foresight. I have seen the papers in a future date, announcing the very thing that I'm talking about, that we have discovered life in space. It's coming sooner than later. We're going to have what we describe as a time of peace. Satan's coming in peacefully. He's going to deceive the very elect. He's going to do miracles and signs and wonders, insomuch that he would deceive the what? Very elect. Angels, do they exist? The Bible's full of passages that makes mentions of those messengers and who they are and where they came from, most of them. And the archangels mentioned in the Bible in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For Yahweh himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." However, the word archangel does not appear in the Old Testament. And the only reference that is found to point to Michael, the archangel, in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and Jude chapter 9, Gabriel is considered an archangel in the Old Testament. The New Testament, and in the Old Testament, he's mentioned in Daniel 8:15-26, 9:21-27, and the New Testament, Gabriel appeared in Luke 1:11, verse 26 and 38, and is described as the messenger angel. Has he got a message for us today? As the angel that was to set his foot, one upon the land and one upon the sea, raise his hand and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that time would be no more? Is Satan coming back in a hurry, knowing that he's only got a short time? Did you know what Christ said? He said, "This will come upon you possibly unaware." So it's going to come upon us suddenly. The world's been eating and drinking and being merry. What if it plunged into a worldwide planned famine and war would rage across the world with many deaths? Would that surprise you that that's coming? The things that we know is coming, we expect. And that which we expect in a group setting, whatever we believe, is going to come to pass. And we need to be prepared and to notice that the things that happen around us are happening for a reason. To prepare and to help us to know these times will not come upon us unaware. Can we step up and measure up to what Yahweh expects out of us as a Christian? Are we going to be about our Father's business? You can't get people to keep the festivals, let alone be about His business. What's wrong with people today?
"I'm too busy. I've got too much to do. I ain't got time. Can't afford it. I've got to keep working for that almighty dollar."
We can't, like the men of old, forsake the pleasures. We've got to work for an automobile. Got to work for this. We've got to work for a house, a car. You know, till we get so in debt. It's so easy to get in debt today but it's hard. It's like the old woman. Good at getting, but it's bad having. Good at getting. We've been on a trip. Are we at the time of the end when man will not hear what Yahweh says? I think so. What about these weather changes and these patterns that have come upon us almost overnight? Unprecedented. I'll give you some of the facts and the figures of these things that are to come upon us in a time of trouble. And only the wise will understand and prepare. The world is going on about its business. They won't prepare. They will not seek Yahweh. They will not prepare to meet Him. What about a planet that could sustain life, was searched for, and as scientists gathered to announce that the distant planet was indeed habitable, and how many would planet jump? Get off this one that we've already almost destroyed. Did you know that the wise ones are trying to build a technology that will deliver them from the earth? As we have now got to the point where we can't save earth. Science is now saying that we may now be looking at a planet straight in the face. Galileo 58-1D was discovered 20 light years away from our own sun in the constellation of Libra, the planet which navigates around the parent star Galileo 581. Was one of several planets discovered in 2007 by scientists at the European Southern Observatory with a 3.6-meter telescope. It's only 20 light years away, and they concluded that the planet may be within the Goldilocks zone. That is to say, it could supply food and energy on our behalf. All we need to do is create a system that could go and get it, or go there and live and leave planet Earth. How many of you think would sign up to go? The Bible speaks about man destroying the planet. Well, we're well on our way. I mean, our oceans are filthy, almost to the point of killing everything in the ocean. With this radiation poisoning leaking daily, nobody warning you, the papers, strangely, they haven't even mentioned it in the last 2 months. If it gets any print, it's on the back page. Doesn't make headlines, that's what I'm saying. We're in a money crunch. Is this man-made? They've foreclosed on properties that people can't afford to have. Is that going to end anytime soon? No. It's only going to get worse. Now will come the famine, and then will come the final war to end all wars. By that time, millions of people will have disappeared from the planet. Perhaps billions. If their plan works, 4 to 5 million people will preferably disappear and be destroyed. We Would that please the world? Of course it would. Why would it? Well, look at the wars we've just got through with. We've been fighting in Iraq for 12 years. In Afghanistan, we've been there for 10 years. What's going on? Wars and rumors of wars. Isn't that what the end time scenario said? Shouldn't we have an end to these wars? Not if the New World Order gets their way. They're going to fight right up to the end, keep you preoccupied. You see, they rule through chaos. These blood-drinking cults established on the earth as the reptilian New World Order, as they lead the world into chaos, into a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and it's right here. We've got the weather patterns to prove it. Our Heavenly Father had told us that it would come. And here it is. And yet, people are still eating and drinking and being merry. Why? Well, we've got the greenhouse effects of the gases. We've got those things that would kill us. We are now at the point of drastic, fatal radiation fallout. The food is not healthy. It's all GMO'd. Why? Why all of a sudden in these last days has all this come upon us unaware? People still are not going to prepare. The Bible says it will come upon them unaware. And that's got to happen. Are you awake? Are you aware? Are you prepared? How do you prepare, Pastor Buddy? You're serving. You're about your Father's business. You're not caught up in the things of the world. You're not worried about making the almighty dollar. My heavens, you're going to spend a lifetime in eternity. Are you going to love the dollar? Is that going to be your main pursuit like it was on earth? Remember, whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Let's not fail to enter into the kingdom. Praise Yahweh. You're listening, Pastor Buddy. Ranting a little bit about the weather patterns that I can see. I can see them every day. I see them here in Tennessee. And we're inland. What about the coastal patterns? Look at what we've just gone through with down south and these giant, costly storms that have hit the coast. We're in a time of trouble, folks. Say, I can't deny it, and you can't. We're going to have to face up with it. And the best thing to do is to repent of our sins and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. Prepare. Do something correct for one time in your life. Do yourself a favor. Save yourself from this untoward generation. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy. Sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Brother Bud and Brother Ed and Brother Paul. 1-800-253-2748. Praise Yahweh. On two times a week on WWRV Worldwide 5050. And we hope to hear from you. Write me. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 1-800-273-7874. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world on WWRB. Talked to a brother today, and he was out in the western state. Matter of fact, out in Texas, way out west. Talking about these weather changes and these patterns of the New World Order and this encroachment of the electronic surveillance. Give me encouragement to stand up and preach it, because very few will. Most of the world still caught up in the 501(c)(3) agenda for Satan and his angels to do his bidding. You can call me, area code 423-351-1082. Now that's Pastor Buddy, 423-351-1082. We'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRB, the transmitting jewel of the South, right here in central Tennessee, right outside Nashville. I have two major radio stations in Tennessee. Powerful. WWRB, the one I'm on tonight, and WWCR, the one I'm on Sunday night. So listen in to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and we'll be looking for you anytime. Call us, write us, contact us. If you like the truth and you can handle it, straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and only a few that's going to find it and acknowledge it. Many, for the fear of the Jews, won't even confess him today, because they've been deceived by the power of the subtle working of Satan, who would deceive the very elect if possible. Get your heart right with Yahweh. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh. And he's promised to wrap you up in something that will cause you to love the truth, cause you to separate from mom and daddy, from the denominational system that you grew up in, and separate you and make you a person of faith and strength, growing up like the mustard seed, where the birds of the air can light in your branches and you can reveal and you can tell the people the truth and be one of the kingdom principle brothers and sisters that love Yahweh. Go to our website tonight. I don't know what we're at. I think about 16, maybe 17,000 people in the last 3 months that visited our website. Tremendous outpouring of people looking at our website. That's oneyahweh.com. Again, oneyahweh.com. Go there, and we appreciate it. Praise Yahweh, and we'll see you Friday night, 11 o'clock on The Late Show. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. May Yahweh bless you.